people say, we love the records, but seeing it live has so much more vibrancy. And you can never really put that on a record, but I think that I really like playing in front of 30 people with headphones. You can't muck around. You had to be just like playing a live performance.
Right.
Jill Soulbuehl and John Doe may not seem like the most obvious collaborators, but after teaming up in 2007 for a charity tribute, they kept it going. In 2010, they sold tickets for fans that wanted to attend their recording session at the Pass Studio in Los Angeles, and it paid for the entire production of their new album, A Day at the Pass. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Russ Boris. Jill Soulbuehl is well known to listeners of FUV. We've been a champion of her smart, funny songwriting since the mid-90s. John Doe set a new standard for American punk rock in the 80s in the band X, and by the late 90s, he was already working on his solo career, releasing albums full of punchy but thoughtful country music. Jill and John's album A Day at the Pass is a mix of songs written by one or the other artist, plus a cover or two. It was created in one long day before an audience of patrons who were treated to an inside look at what goes into making a recording. The pair came by our studios with a big pile of instruments and talked with host Claudia Marshall about their collaboration, including a John Doe and Exene Cervenka tune called Darling Underdog.
The song is sort of about enabling somebody to reach the heights or reach the depths, you know, because that's what, it was kind of, Exene wrote some of the lyrics. She wrote a lot of the sort of the core of it, and I kind of rearranged it and added stuff on to make more of a story out of it. So, because she and I certainly share that, soulmate working relationship.
You and Jill do.
Jill and I do, and I think there's plenty. People have lots of soulmates in different ways.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Thank God.
And
right?
What's nice for me is I'm so used to being a solo artist. So it was so exciting, you're saying, to sing with someone else. This is really, I've become very bored with myself.
Green into blue, black into white, me into you, like ultraviolet light. Feed me the songs, forgive me, I was wrong. Darling underdog, disappearing in the fog. Traffic lights forever changing, red to greenish blue. Paper eyes, your secret sight, underground with you, underground with you.
Talk a little bit about, would you please, selecting the material. Was that a difficult process to say, all right, let's do this, but we're not going to do that?
I don't know how we did it.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. I wish we had a great story about it. Yeah.
We did a couple songs that we didn't include. There was one new one of mine that we didn't include, and there was some others that we tried with the band, and it just was not up to our high standards, Claudia. So we let those alone. It seems more scientific.
It was kind of on the fly. Yeah. Oh, we got to do a record. Got to figure out some songs.
Well, was there a point at which you said, "All right, we need another John Doe song, or we need another Jill Soap. There's too many Jill Soulbuehl songs." No, it was way more. You guys have no idea. It just came together.
It just came together.
You got the message. Yeah, close and sharp. And in 2 weeks, you'll be out of a job. So take the pencils and the paper clips. That will be your only parting gift. Sing it under the bridge.
Under the bridge, we'll sing a song. Under the bridge, we'll light the fire. Under the bridge, come on.
Come on.
That was Jill Soulbuehl and John Doe, live in the WFUV studio, playing Under the Bridge and Darling Underdog. Their new album is called A Day at the Pass. Take 5 was produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.